KORN News Radio Sports for Friday, July 31st. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. The Class B Legion Baseball State Tournament starts today in Madison with four first-round games. Volga will take on Del Rapids at 10 o'clock this morning. Del Rapids, the defending state champion in Class B. Parkston making their third straight tournament appearance. They'll take on Belle Fouche today at around 12:30. Parkston, they were runners-up last year. Coming up tonight, Garrettson will take on Groton at 5 o'clock, followed by the 7:30 matchup between Madison and Dakota Valley. That Legion Baseball State Tournament in Madison continues into early next week. A proposed federal law aimed at regulating college sports and name, image, and likeness payments remains stalled as Senate negotiators and major conferences disagree over salary cap rules. The bill would create a true hard cap of nearly $49 million per school, including a $21.3 million salary cap and a new retention pool of up to $27.5 million to help teams keep their current players. However, the Big Ten and Southeastern Conference have not agreed to the proposal, saying that they want stronger protections against outside NIL payments that could bypass the salary cap. The Senate has not scheduled a vote, and lawmakers are running out of time before their upcoming recess. NCAA President Charlie Baker is urging leaders to approve the law, calling it the best chance to create rules for college athletics while protecting the future of college sports. Baker Mayfield says he feels disrespected by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but still focused on playing his best football this season. Mayfield, the two-time Pro Bowl quarterback, did not get the contract extension he was looking for. He plans to play out his final season of his three-year, $100 million deal. Mayfield, the number one pick in the 2018 NFL draft by Cleveland, revived his career in Tampa Bay after taking over for Tom Brady in 2023. Mayfield made the Pro Bowl in each of his first two seasons while leading Tampa Bay to back-to-back NFC South championships. The New Orleans Saints and wide receiver Chris Olave have agreed to a four-year contract extension worth up to $132 million. Olave was entering the final season under his rookie deal. He's coming off the best season of his career so far, having been selected a second-team All-Pro after having career highs of 100 catches for 1,163 yards and 9 touchdowns last season. And Amon Green, the four-time Pro Bowl running back and Green Bay Packers career rushing leader, said that he learned last year that he has early-onset Parkinson's disease. The 49-year-old Green discussed his diagnosis on a podcast this week. He said his symptoms started when his feet started twitching in his sleep. He expressed optimism about his long-term outlook, though, while pointing out that he does exercise regularly and has a super clean diet. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.